We now come to this week's third feature. This was written by Mike Talbot for the Norwich Seeker and takes us to a new coffee shop in Tombland. Jenny Pierce will tell us more.
Buying a beverage in the Blue Bear coffee shop in Tombland, opposite Norwich Cathedral's Erpingham Gate, can quickly lead to a discussion about modern slavery in Norfolk and the Dominican Republic's sex industry. The shop, which opened this summer, is the first physical presence of a social enterprise set up by Bryn Frere Smith, with a different business model than most. "I'm the tea boy and the CEO," he explained. "And this, believe it or not, is an anti-slavery organisation that sells coffee rather than a coffee business that gives some of its profits away." Until now, Blue Bear has been selling a range of coffee online, working with an importing and roasting business in Bristol. "This allows you to empower communities in far-flung parts of the world that are vulnerable to trafficking and exploitation by paying them the right wages," he said. Bryn was a response officer with Norfolk Constabulary before transferring to surveillance work with the Metropolitan Police in East London. He left the police in 2014 and set up a security consultancy with a former colleague. He then took a sabbatical and spent a year working for the US-based International Justice Mission, which fights slavery around the world. After being deployed to the Dominican Republic, one case involving a young girl being exploited and abused at home had a profound effect. He said, "She was asked, 'Is there anything from home you'd like us to collect for you? Because you're not going home again, and probably not for a long time.' The only thing she had of value was this blue teddy bear. That really hit me. And so the seeds of the Blue Bear Project were sown. But why coffee? Historically, the slave trade was built around the four C's: cobalt, cotton, cocoa and coffee," explains Bryn. "That hasn't actually changed that much. In some areas, you'll still find child labour and slavery in the garment industry, the chocolate industry and the coffee industry. That's why we went with coffee, but the business has always been a vehicle for our mission. If someone buys our coffee and knows nothing about our cause, that's a victory for me. Then hopefully they discover that actually what we're doing is supporting children who have come from some pretty difficult backgrounds with the profits raised from that product. Then they'll be encouraged and potentially more engaged." The Blue Bear Foundation is a charity set up by Bryn a couple of years ago, registered here with a presence in the Dominican Republic. It sponsors child victims of modern slavery. $250 a month covers a child's healthcare, education and living costs while he or she is in care. The foundation has also created an educational programme explaining the issue of modern slavery to primary school children, which is being used both in the UK and abroad. Blue Bear's online coffee business has been running for 5 years, the Norwich shop for just a few weeks. Bryn has taken over the packing and distribution side of the business, running that from the shop between serving customers. "I worked out that the money we save by fulfilling orders ourselves would cover the rent here," he told the Seekers. The £7,000 coffee machine was paid for by crowdfunding, matched by his Tombland neighbours, the Mortgage Advice Bureau. "So far, so good," said Bryn, who got married in May and visited the Dominican Republic on his honeymoon. "We don't invest in marketing, we don't spend money on sales, we don't lose a lot of energy approaching people, but everyone from CEOs to students like to invest in posh coffee, and every cup we sell is helping a child somewhere."
Thank you, Jenny.